Hey, what's poppin', everybody?
Hey.
Yeah. Yes?
How are you doing?
Doing great. We got a crowd today. Mark's here from Berkeley.
Hi.
Joey's here from Sinclair Shores.
Hey.
Jay from Plymouth. Trudy from the professional ranks of 94.7. WCSX.
Yep.
Lucky.
And representing Farmington Hills as well.
6 to 10 a.m. And I'm here from Berkeley. This is the Drew and Mike podcast. And where do we go? There's so much to talk about. My God.
Kudos on the porch, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Your entry is
it's
amazing.
Fully operational.
It is.
Did Joey take a picture? Not yet. Okay.
Wow. That is sturdy.
Either Joey or I will get one up there. It's looking sharp, I think.
It's very nice.
There is a picture up there. You didn't see any of the comments?
No, I took pictures when it was under construction.
Would you like to hear some of the comments?
Yes, I would.
Okay, let me give me a second. I'll find them.
Don't tell me that people are criticizing the construction.
No, they're all positive.
No, it's in its rough state, though. It's roughed in.
It's done. It's almost done.
Yeah.
It's functional.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it needs...
Oh, you walked in the front door, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, I walked in the front door, but I walked in the back door first, not realizing I could walk in the front door.
Yeah, you're out of practice.
I am out of practice. You're right. Good God.
But you have to varnish it or something, right?
Varnish.
Drew out with his paintbrush.
That won't be happening, but it will be varnished.
Varnished.
All right, here we go.
Reminds me of Jim Varney.
It does.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Joe put one up there. Somebody put it up there. Said the porch is coming along. Official relaunch of the shovel coming sooner than you think. So here's some of the comments. It's in the picture. You can see it. First comment. Are you prepared? Are you sure you really want to hear these?
Yeah. I mean, everybody else has seen them as well.
Still a house of skank.
Oh. I like it.
What an ass.
That porch going to be able to handle the weight of that fat-tastic dog.
Aww.
The fuck is this?
Next one. It's not up to code.
Oh, Christ. Yes, it is.
God, it took a month,
First of all, we got the permit, which took a month. City of Ferndale apparently a little behind.
Yeah.
And then we needed a second permit pulled when the posts were in. So it's perfectly up to code.
Two permits? One for posts and one for porch?
I know.
When will a Duff be inspecting?
LaDuff is not an inspector, and by the way, he keyed my pipes back here, so I owe him a keying.
Is that a deck? Isn't it supposed to be in the back? I think they messed up.
Oh, jeez.
It's funny, because someone rags it for being too big, and then you'll see later someone rags it for being too small. You can't win.
You can't have a deck on the front of your house, though.
If it's too big, it'll chop some of it off. Jesus.
Is that shovel plastic or metal? Don't want to have a rust line ruin your new porch from a metal shovel standing up.
All right, that's...
Let's see.
Well, there's a lot.
I know! People are
invested. Page is this Wienerville?
Tell the contractor to slow down.
The contractor's been fast.
Where's the
permit?
Where's the ramp for Clark? No excuses for him to not join the podcast. Did Mort Krim sell you those windows?
We need our breaking news promo so bad.
I know.
Damn it. What?
We can get that.
I know. It's just we were so busy.
Hey, you should interview him and maybe you could do it live.
The Crimster?
Yeah, the Crimster.
The Crimster, he's not here, is he?
No, I think he's in Flowrider, but he...
Flowrider?
Flowrider.
I think it's the dumbest name, by the way, ever.
Yeah. Flowrider?
Flowrider.
I just think it's really stupid.
No, it's a good song, though.
I know. I'm sure some people think it's just wonderful, but why isn't he Florida, then? Flowrider.
Because then you got to have the
Someone mispronounce it like U-Rhine and just think it was so cool they kept saying it.
I'm surprised there's no rapper named U-Rhine. Should be.
That is the funniest mispronunciation I've ever heard.
So,
are you done with the shitty comments?
I didn't want to read you anymore.
Oh, come on. Keep them coming.
That's a porch. I sat on park benches bigger than that.
Who was that?
Is the shovel in the corner after seeing real shovels do real work? I don't know. I can build that deck in 5 seconds.
Oh, there's almost a boaster.
Porch lives matter.
God.
That's pretty much all of them. I skipped a bunch, but that's good. Huh. See, they're supportive.
Hey, I got a whiff of something you guys were talking about as it pertained to me.
Whiff.
What?
Who told you? I don't even remember.
Someone told you.
I don't even remember what it was. I just knew there was something Trudy wasn't supposed to be told.
Did you hear it? Or how many people told you?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
What was it?
Shocked.
What were we not supposed to?
Everybody kept it in the vaults. I heard it.
I thought you would.
Podcast, yeah. So.
Just if Trudy was, wait.
I listen. I mean,
I know.
Wouldn't I? That's.
But I'm trying to remember.
I don't even remember what it was.
The offensive.
Let's see. I'm around. I'm either around farting.
Oh, because you're farting so much. Oh, and
so horrible.
So bad that you're.
I myself. Yeah. I myself have created some horrible
stench.
So
which one is it? Who told you?
I can't review my sources.
Oh, come on. Well, I hope they're not listening anymore.
I'm trying to think who that would be.
Not allowed to.
Oh, they can't listen to their band?
If it's someone close to you.
I really shouldn't say. It was Joey. He said.
Oh, it was Joey. Well, he had to. He had no choice.
He goes.
If he didn't tell you, would you say, hey, why didn't you tell me this?
No, but he's like, all right, you have to promise not to tell them that I told you. So you didn't even have to badger me, and I gave him up. God.
That's really funny.
That's nice going, band.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. you know, I don't know where to start. Everything's so shitty.
Yeah.
I'm glad we started with the porch. That was at least some degree of semi-levity.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the cake kicker was sentenced today.
Oh, the cake kicker. Yeah, what was going on? I saw her face on the TV, and I knew
blonde
what was going on.
But... not her color, by the way.
No.
Just give her a little
She
advice.
Did that so they wouldn't recognize her, though.
I know.
She was trying to hide.
Right, but she's maintained it, because when she was in court, you could tell she's done her roots, and it's been more than like 3 to 4
weeks. She had to act like she wasn't hiding.
Yeah, exactly. Like she just wanted to be a blonde.
That was just what she always had planned to do.
And
but she does look ridiculous.
She does. Let's see, 12 months probation, 38 days community service, and 1,400 plus anger management.
That's just for kicking the cake,
though.
She still has to respond to Ray's.
Oh, the assault?
Yeah. The assault at Ray's.
Which, right. By the way, I mean, if that woman had a golf ball-sized lump on her head,
hey.
I think someone else hit her. Did you see that when she was struck?
I did, yeah.
I mean, it looked like a twap.
I know. I heard the skepticism as well. I think sometimes those things, because they're head injuries, feel bigger.
You still can't go around hitting clerks on the head.
I know. I agree. I do agree.
Although, wouldn't it be kind of fun if you could, if it was just legal, just to go and bop a clerk if you're a little upset?
Yeah, if somebody deserved it.
Yeah, a little bap.
Oh, yeah.
One bap is legal.
Bap.
Two baps are assault.
We have her phone number.
We do.
We do.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Nice.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Jay? That guy sent the number for the cake drop kicker?
Did she get any time for launching the wet floor sign too on her way out? That's my favorite part of the story.
I don't think so.
Not only did she kick the cake and stomp on it, but on her way out of Kroger, she place kicked the wet floor sign. Which I think you could probably launch those a good 40 yards.
There's definitely some skill involved in being able to drop kick a cake.
Yeah.
You know, that's some hacky sack skill.
I mean, some people, when they're angry, they actually think creatively and do cool but crazy things.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy but cool things, I guess, kind of. Because, I mean, drop kicking a cake. What chick would even think to do? What chick even knows what a drop kick is? She learned something she didn't even know. She was so inspired.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what? She's got serious anger issues.
Might be a smidge hot-tempered.
What is she so pissed about?
The kids' birthday parties are apparently the most important thing in the world.
Can you imagine how pissed she was when they left that for her at the door? Remember when they're knocking the door and they left her the ice cream?
Yeah.
I bet she must have taken somebody out. Just
after she ate it. Right?
I think there's some loose dirt in her backyard.
Well, as much as Mackinac Island fudge means to her.
Yeah, she can't go back to Ray's either.
Wasn't it the ice cream at Ray's they left?
Ridiculous. Yeah, Mackinac Island fudge. That's why she twapped the person, bopped the person on the head because they were out of Mackinac Island fudge ice cream.
Oh, but ice cream's probably melted by the time she got to it, which would have made her madder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that. She probably hoovered that as quick as she could once they were gone, the camera's out of there. She just like,
how dare I?
Swoop down on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, are you down or up?
Yep. Oh, boy. I'm nervous. She's going to come over and bop you.
What's her name again?
Trisha.
Trisha, right.
Man.
Yeah, boy. I don't think she answers her phone.
Her last name Cortez? Like Cortez the killer?
Like Dan Cortez?
Yeah, it is. Except no Z. It's an S.
Hello.
Is this Tricia?
Yeah.
Hey, Tricia. It's the Drew and Mark and Trudy podcast calling. We were a radio show on WRIF here, and we're doing a podcast now.
You.
Pardon me?
No comment.
We're hoping to get your side.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, sounds like the anger management's working.
Oh, man. Well, were we disconnected? You want to try and back? See how well the anger management
She hasn't been in any classes yet. She's the anger sentenced.
No comment. She doesn't know what the question is.
She technically hung up on us, didn't she?
Yeah.
Or we could have been disconnected. We don't know if she hung up or we were disconnected.
That happens all the
time. She
callbacks
find out.
She didn't say goodbye, did she?
No, she did not.
She said no comment.
Say goodbye.
Which I guess technically goodbye would fall into no comment.
One more shot, Jay. Just one more call.
Do you know she was convicted of fourth degree assault back in 2003?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what was the case there. Was that?
It was in Washington, in the state of Washington. So I don't know.
Was that a workplace thing?
She didn't say.
Well, she lost her job here, didn't she, because of a workplace incident?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So we heard.
Look. It's just she should have stayed in Washington there. Mellower there now.
I just want to know when the next birthday party is.
Oh. Yeah, boy. She's not gonna answer.
Keep, perfect. Keep my name out of it. I don't want to get bopped. She's on her way here to bop Drew.
Who's this? Who's calling?
That scared me. I thought it was really her.
Who was?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Mm. Of course. Yeah, we give away her number. And that's
at the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Trisha.
Trisha! It's against Drew, Mark, and
this is Drew.
Trudy. And we thought we might have been disconnected. We weren't sure. We heard the no comment, but you didn't. I didn't get to complete what I was trying to say, which was we wanted to hear your side of the story. And it's unfortunate. See, the anger management's going, that sort of thing. Anyway, if you want to talk, please give us a try back. I'm not going to leave the number, but let us know if you're interested.
No boppins.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
The comments under the article in the Free Press are great.
It's almost disingenuous. Almost.
It was close.
Most disingenuous message ever left.
What are the comments like?
Meanwhile, her children are serving a life sentence of having her as their mom.
She seems to cater to them.
I know. I was going to say, she's a pretty good mom.
She kisses their asses.
She's willing to, like, fight people and cakes.
Yeah, nobody will screw those kids over because they don't have to deal with her.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this the way it was written because I don't even understand it.
Bear.
Under Obamacare, employees could have Obamacare. She could nor have Obamacare. She didn't know damage. Cleaning stuff put back in shelf upright. Us no damage.
Huh?
I know. Whoa. And someone actually had to reply to that and say, your entire rant was insane. Listen, oh boy. This is from Tom Baker. With that face, I can somewhat understand the anger issues.
Well, man, come on.
That's She's going to kill someone one of these days. She's a powder keg. Powder keg.
I love that term.
I know. It's great. That woman is capable of great violence. I hope they keep an eye on her.
She's not that big, though.
Great. I mean, violence. She kicked a cake and bopped someone on the head. Capable of great violence.
But she's crazy mad. I mean, she's one of those people that would win a fight, not because she's in good shape, but she just goes, Mano!
Like I've always said, crazy always beats strength.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, we haven't really seen what she's capable of.
Right.
But, okay. Well, so much for her. As far as other news today that needs to be mentioned, Carmen Harlan has retired.
Aww.
Ironically, we were just talking about the fact that she works like 3 days a year. I seriously heard she worked, I think it's 26 weeks a year is what she was doing.
Really? God, what a great gig.
I know. Why would you quit?
I know.
Yeah, why is she phoning it in? Why is she quitting?
Did anyone in the room, I tried to ask this the other night, but I'm not sure we really got into it. Has anyone really noticed that she's not there half the time?
No, I'm not really.
I really had not noticed that either.
They shuffle the deck a lot.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
They've got the, who's the new chick with the giant rack?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Black lady, I can't think of her name. I mean, I think she's black, I don't really see color.
What sort of Hooters you got there?
I don't think she's from here for some reason.
No, D.C. maybe? I don't know why. Because we've had a conversation about her before, and I remember looking up everything about her. And
so
I
you know nothing about her except she has a huge rack.
She's not from here.
Yeah, it's a Mondo rack, too. I've examined it.
She's beautiful. She's sharp, too. I think she's usually on at, she's on the earlier forecast, right? Or the...
What about Rhonda? Why doesn't she get a step up?
Rhonda Walker?
Yeah, Rhonda should be in that gig then, right?
I don't know. I don't think they have Rhonda pegged for that. Is Rhonda the morning deal?
Yeah, Rhonda's golden.
Who are the morning? What's the morning lineup? If the, like the 5:30 to 7 lineup, is that where Rhonda is?
I think so. Yeah. I watch XYZ.
I mean, oh, ouch. Ooh.
Sorry, that's ouch. Just you
ouch.
Know.
It's mean.
The weather girl, by the way, posted a picture of an apple pie and said she made it for the first day of fall, which I thought was a darling thing to do. Like, you did not make that pie.
Well, there are some mighty cute chicks on in the morning, that's for sure.
Anne-Marie LaFlamme?
Yes, Anne-Marie. Yeah.
No relation to Ron LaFlamme?
Channel 4's weather chick is mighty hot, too.
Yeah, they're very good talent. Scouts.
Moving on through the day. Let's see. Jay's got me running through the talent here.
I can't even find it on their website.
Where is
yeah, me either.
Where's Devin? Because she'd be near Devin, I would think. Devin, okay.
Devin?
That's weird. Why isn't she up there?
Hmm.
Is this hazing by not putting her on the site?
Hazing. Oh, here it is. Local 4 News Tonight. Yeah.
Kimberly Gill?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her.
Yes.
That's God, she takes a great picture.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a 10-year-old picture of her?
No.
It's a 15-year-old picture of her. That's an old picture of her. I'm telling you.
Really?
I think so. I think
she's from Ohio.
She's in Ohio? I recognize her Trudy? From there.
Does it look like an old picture to you?
I
don't think she looks like that right now.
No? It could be. I mean, the hairstyle is... Yeah, a bit.
I think I want to say it's a picture from like 79.
10?
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
79? Whoa. Wow.
So is she going to replace her?
Harsh.
I think so. Yeah, I would think she'd be the one. Because she works with Devin.
Is there a battle behind the scenes right now?
Could be.
With agents jockeying to get people fired and hired.
Yeah, I wonder if there is going to be kind of a sort of a... wrestling match for that gig with the other ladies?
No, I think it's going to be... I'm going to just predict it's Kimberly Gill. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hank.
Let's ask Hank.
She'll float right
Hank
in there.
Hank will know.
Yeah, we can call Hank. That's not a bad idea. you want to dial up Hank, Jay?
I haven't talked to Hank in ages.
Pass it along to Jay.
Help us, Hank.
See what happens.
Help me, Hank!
Yeah, Hank got into it the other night, that lady that was
I know.
On the sex offenders list.
Yes.
And is renting that shitty place where it looked like a giant 2x4 came down and hit that woman in the head. She had a closed head injury.
Oh, you got
and
it?
And they didn't fix it?
Damn you, Trudy.
You guys always that competitive about numbers?
No, I didn't even know she was looking it up. That's what's funny. She's not going to recognize. He's not going to recognize the number, though. But that you're talking about the story
Are
where.
Are you serious?
No, have him call on your phone.
He doesn't think I'm a good enough friend of Hank's. He's a better friend.
No, was the last time
you hung out with
Hank?
Your number.
I didn't catch that shot.
I meant Drew's number.
Oh,
Hank
see.
Answers for everybody.
You call from your phone.
Hello,
Hank.
Yes.
Hey, it's
help
Drew.
Me, Hank.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Hank, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy on the podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? What you doing?
How are you doing?
Just talking about
you. Doing good.
We just actually
picking up my fat ass dog from daycare. How about that?
Your dog is adorable, by the way.
I know, but she's a fat ass. She needs to lose weight. Wait, so I have to run her during the day.
Could Hank's dog be fatter than Mag's?
No. Hank's dog is not fat. Unless has your dog packed on like 20 pounds in the last month?
She gained 10.
Oh.
Uh oh.
You there? You broke up.
Yeah.
Hank, you live in an area.
I just opened my car door. She gained 10 pounds in 1 year. That's like Oprah weight for a dog.
That's pretty intense.
You and Drew should have a contest where your dogs are on a diet and try to lose weight.
We're trying.
Help me a Hank episode.
My dog has digestive issues.
Yeah. Eating issues.
Well, maybe. Anyway, Hank, we're sitting here talking about Carmen leaving the farm there at Channel 4. And as far as, have they named a replacement for Carmen?
I don't believe that they have named a replacement for Carmen. I think there's some speculation.
I'm going to tell you, I speculated Kimberly Gill right away. It's not even in doubt. Am I wrong?
Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very good.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that what you were going to? Was that, is that what speculation is around the building?
I enjoy Kimberly Gill immensely.
That's what Hank's going to say.
Let's see. What's Carmen's retirement date? November? Did they say?
Yeah.
November 11th, right?
Yeah, that's right.
11/11.
So, yeah. Will there be some gigundous celebration for Carmen to send her off?
Oh hell yeah!
I mean, come on!
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should just dedicate the entire day to her. I mean, 38 years at one place.
That is incredible.
38 years? Wow.
She should put a two more and gone for 40.
I know. I personally thought she was going to round it up to 40. But, yeah. I mean, you know, Carmen's like the coolest. Anybody that's spent time around Carmen, you just automatically feel like, just like at peace, because she's just got this energy about her, and God, she's beautiful. She, the newspaper today, they said she was 62. I had no idea she was 62. She is hot. Yeah. Carmen
she's
is like
62, really?
Yeah,
because I was. That's funny, Hank. I was thinking she was like 55, something like that, and I thought, well, it seems like she's retiring a little bit early. But
yeah, I mean, she's a stunner, and you know, the best thing about it is that she's just a good person. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you meet people at TV or any industry, radio, whatever, there can be egos, there can be all this stuff. Carmen is not that person at all. She's just a good person.
So, Hank, name someone with a big ego.
Oh, no, that Hank Winchester's a real asshole.
Hank, we loved it. You came down hard on that that rental property lady who's on the sex offenders list.
Yeah, I was really annoyed because I've been sitting there for 8 hours. I was like, come on, lady, get outside. I was waiting for her to come out for quite a while.
Oh, that's great. So you were actually truly pissed and it came out. That's nice.
Well, she was bad news on top of it all, too. So.
Oh, yeah, big time. Oh, I couldn't help but wonder, and I wasn't sure why you didn't reveal this, other than maybe time because it was a long story, but why is she on the sex offenders list?
That's so interesting because as the story was airing, Devin was texting me the same thing. And first of all, her case is sealed, so I couldn't read the particulars of it, but it involves kidnapping and abduction.
Yeah.
And she was a tier 3 sex offender, which in the state of Michigan, you know, puts a higher importance on it compared to the guy caught like peeing at a Lions game or something. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Wow.
So, she had a serious running with the law, but that case was sealed and we weren't allowed to read it, so I kind of glossed over it.
Huh. Is that normal for the sex offenders list?
What, a tier 3 or an abduction kidnapping?
Well, no, just the fact that that it's sealed like that.
No. This was done through an Oakland County judge, and I'm not sure whether it involved a child of hers that she lost custody of. That's what I'm thinking. I didn't know, like, kidnapping and abduction put you on sex offender. I thought only, like, sex crime put you on sex offender registry.
Wait,
so,
that seems like total bullshit to me. For kidnapping your child, you'd be on the sex offenders list? That seems crazy.
Yeah, that is
weird. Well, again, I don't know the particulars of it. I just know they list it as kidnapping or abduction. I wasn't allowed to read the case, so I don't know exactly what the particulars were. But
then again, peeing in public is ridiculous to put you on the sex offenders list, too.
True.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that get that. Like, people that are tailgating for a Lions game or a Texas game, they get those people all the time.
It makes you look tough on crime.
I don't want to see your junk.
Hank, I saw you did the other story, too, about I haven't seen the story, but spotting a fake utility worker. And I think if you came to the door, I'd go, hey, why are you dressed like that, Hank Winchester of Channel 4?
Why do you look like a D-bag in a bodysuit?
With a hard hat.
Yeah,
how many did anybody recognize you?
They gave me all of about 10 minutes to put that look together. So I'm like, great. So, yeah, there were a couple of people who were like, aren't you the guy from the news? And then it's like, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah, actually, that whole thing I just told you, I was just kidding. You know? Like,
it is me, Hank Winchester, full reveal. You get to rip that glasses and helmet off.
I'm moonlighting with DTE. Yeah, they don't pay me too well over Channel 4. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about you earlier in the week, too. We want you to come in and do the podcast someday. So now that you're...
I want to do it anytime.
Okay.
I'd love to. It'd be a blast.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, that'd be great. Are you? Do you see much of Sam these days, Sam Martin?
Yeah, he's my neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How's he doing? He's been putting up a storm.
He's my neighbor for the next month or so. You know, now that he's signed his big money ball contract, he's moving out of the hood. But
he's already moving?
Well, I like that he's moving. I like that he's buying a place because, you know, he really digs Detroit, and I think it's great that he, you know, signed a, you know, pushed for a 4-year deal, wanted to make a commitment to being here because he really enjoys it. But yeah, he's been putting up a storm. Mm-hmm. I was a little concerned watching that last game. It seemed like, what the hell, you know, but not with Sam, but, you know, with the team itself. But I don't know. I think the next few weeks are going to tell us a lot, you know.
No doubt, no doubt. We'll have to talk more Lions. Get you in here, Hank, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll give you a call and find out what good days are for you. In the meantime, thanks for the sort of little bit of information on Carmen. Anything too big?
Yes. I think there are many. The good news at Channel 4 is there are many possible great replacements that they have already on the bench. So.
Okay. Well, thank you,
that's
Hank.
That's about as PC as I can get, right?
Yep.
All
right.
We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Hank.
Bye-bye.
Where's Hank's theme song?
Oh.
I love that song.
Winchester's Cathedral.
Yeah, we should have had that.
Well, you know what? He loves hearing it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
Oh, Hank's great. He really is. He's a huge Lions fan, isn't he?
Yeah. I went to the game with him that one time.
Does he paint his face?
He does. He paints his chest, too.
Wow.
No one does.
No one recognizes him.
Yeah, because he's that should be his next one. How do you spot a crazy fan? That's funny. And you knew people would recognize him coming up to the house as a utility worker.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's really silly. I mean, think about any of these guys doing that. When you're on TV, it's just so major. I mean, yeah. I got to believe that's just a monstrous pain in the ass. Although,
well, it's funny being with Ryan, like just hanging out with Armani, because so many people recognize him.
Yeah, Ryan's been here 13 years. I didn't realize he'd been on. Yeah. I mean, I knew he'd been here a while. In fact, I've been watching him in the morning lately because I'm kind of a GMA guy at 7 o'clock, and today because then I'll get the national stuff. But Ryan's on there so early in the morning, and been checking him out, and he's really digging that.
Did you watch GMA today?
Yes.
Did you ever watch the open where the three do the voiceovers now?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Do you notice they don't give Michael the serious news story?
You know what's funny? I had not noticed that. You mentioned it, though, and I noticed it today.
And that's what I mean. It's hilarious. They keep him off the big stories because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it does look like he's struggling.
Isn't it funny that we saw that coming before they did?
I don't know. Maybe they don't even care. I don't know, but it's awful.
Well, I just couldn't believe, you know, when you've got a successful show going like he had with Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't figure they're going to break up that show to try to possibly fix another one in what seemed like a dubious hire to think that Michael Strahan can fix what really is a, I don't know, it's an entertainment show, but it's a news show. There's a lot of heavy news on it.
At its core, it's a news show, absolutely.
So is Michael Strahan the guy to fix that show? I would not think so.
Who makes these decisions? Yeah. Who are these morons?
I don't know.
They're pretty high up people,
yeah.
You know. Would that be the news division or I don't know. You know, ABC Entertainment News is so mixed up now, and you're taking one guy from an entertainment show to a news show,
right?
But I just figure there's no way you screw up what they had going. Although it seems now Kelly can work with anyone and it'll work. I suppose.
Man, she's proven that again and again.
That's what they think, and they might be right. Have you been watching her with various people?
Yes, she's with somebody different all the time. I don't think she's ever going to get a co-host.
Do you like Fred Savage?
I do love Fred Savage.
I like Fred too, but
brilliant.
I find him really, he can really just sort of make me nervous watching him.
Really?
Kelly, yeah. Do you get any of that?
A little bit, but
you can tell she likes him.
That's kind of his personality, isn't it, as an actor? I mean, did you watch? You probably never watched The Grinder, right?
No.
That's a
great show. He was the brother.
It's a good show.
To Rob Lowe.
Fred's okay though.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't think he would make the cut long term.
No.
Who's doing really well?
Well, let's see. Who do they have on there? Pharrell is on a lot.
Really?
I've never noticed what he's doing though with her.
There's no way there's no way he could be full time on there. I mean, he's going to go back to The Voice at some point. You figure?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how these people, like The Voice, for example. Look at the place in their careers these people, The Voice, are in. Like Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. She's right smack in the peak of her music career, I would think, or close to it. I mean, she's very young.
I can't stand listening to her talk. I could not listen to that show because she talks like that.
She does sound like the Saturday Night Live girl that does
Vanessa Bayer. Yeah.
And she, I guess, Adam can't stand her.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, I guess, is the best of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he can't really be touched in any way.
Though. I really like Anderson Cooper.
Me too.
He's solid.
He's like the only good thing on CNN, really.
We were talking about the Voice the other day because Billy Gilman was on there. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Do you remember Billy Gilman, the 10-year-old country star?
You might remember him as Chompers.
I was going to de-pants him.
You mentioned Chompers.
And I never got to de-pants him, but now I know where he is.
Oh, because he was wearing leather pants?
Yes, at 10. Over and over.
Totally deserves
constantly.
It.
So anyway, he was on The Voice, and he got all four chairs to turn, and they fought over him, and he ended up working with Adam. But on that show, I could tell, I've been watching every single show, but I could tell that that Miley Cyrus is pissing him off. And then, was it, Mark, were you saying there was a report that Adam can't stand her?
I didn't see that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Someone asked her that question. She goes, "Oh, we all love each other."
Trudy, that's not bad. You kind of got her down.
Everybody loves everybody else. Like, she does helium.
You got to throw like the word lock in there a lot. Just say lock and like you got the most stepped up and lock.
And that laugh.
Bring it up, Jay. Let's hear her talk.
But if by chance you're here,
not one more second. Let's see if we can fast forward that to where Bob is talking.
It's crazy, Billy, because you always wonder whatever happened to somebody.
Did
you know?
Get his teeth
now
fixed.
You found your sound
and you
where you belong.
Fixed.
Where's Bob Lazarus?
And I'm happy for you, man. I really am.
I think it's the work with Babe Ballet.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'll kill you.
She kind of sounds like Ruth Williams.
You found this nice balance of having these riffs and what I call little yodel things, but
Water.
Without overdoing it and distracting from the song. I was totally impressed, and I'd love to help you now
bring it down.
Water.
Become the new Billy, because I had to make that decision, and I know how I want people to see me, and I'm very clear about that. So I would love to help
as a total
you be
slut.
Clear to people about who you are.
Anyway, she was... That's the part where she was repeating... what Adam was saying, basically, not word for word, but in so many words, she was saying exactly what he was saying, and he called her on it, and she interrupted him, too, and then, then she says, well, let's have this conversation privately when I was coach.
Oh, my God.
Very, very incredibly talented person that's had some success. You got to get people rooting for the new you.
No, but I also think he's not necessarily the underdog.
Can
he's
I finish
had success.
Him?
Sorry, I have to tell everything. I'll tell you afterwards when we have private time when I'm your coach.
He's the opposite of the underdog. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean.
What a bitch.
Is she wearing toilet paper roses? you used to make those?
What the hell she's wearing.
What's funny about that, she said something about... wait, what did she say something about? I'm better dressed and I'm...
Yeah.
And she's not better dressed. She looks like an idiot. She's wearing a nice looking suit. Yeah. And she also said something I thought really stupid. It wasn't on this show, but Adam was telling... someone he was trying to talk into being on his team, that he's won The Voice. His one of his players has won The Voice 3 out of 10 times. Oh. And she says, I don't think I'd be bragging about winning 3 out of 10 tops. That doesn't sound so good.
Well, when there's only four.
Yeah, there's four people on there.
Can't
so
do
if
math.
If you're average, you win 1 out of every 4. So 3 out of 10 would be better than 1 out of 4. But I guess Bilosaurus doesn't know her
math. I'm top. I need to win.
I don't do math. I just know what sounds good and what doesn't sound good. Dumbass. Ridiculous. And what the funny thing is, I thought like the audience took her side. They were like cheering, like,
She's the new one. She's new.
I hate it when someone says something dopey like that. People act like it's a great line.
Oh, you're going to hear out of her.
Yeah. What do you expect?
Hey, you said
that dog got hair like dopey stuff.
You said ridiculous. Yeah. Don King coined a new word. Ridiculize. They ridiculize Donald Trump.
Ridiculize.
That they ridiculize him. I know.
That's pretty cool.
That was a good word.
Can we hear the whole Don King speech? Is it out there?
Yeah.
Is it?
You know, where he uses the N-word?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's
everywhere.
It's
got to be out there. I haven't heard the whole version of it. Have you heard the whole thing?
No, I don't. I saw a pretty lengthy piece. I mean, he introduced Trump, but
that's
it was
all they pulled
30
out.
Seconds.
All they pulled out was the N word part, and it seemed ridiculous. Like you couldn't. It sounded ridiculous.
Ridiculized. he was on TMZ too. They did a live interview with him. Yeah,
he's got it. How long is it?
Oh, you do.
Oh, it's 11 minutes.
Oh,
I mean,
God, never mind.
A lot of
just play. Let's just listen to a little bit of it.
It's on and off the road.
Is that a Casio?
That ridiculous music.
It is my distinct pleasure and my privilege. It's an honor for me to be here today to speak to you because it's a revolution at hand. When you are...
He's got a jean jacket.
No, what is that?
In an atmosphere
in America.
Of hypocrisy, the truth is revolutionary.
I just guess it's pretty normal.
So we have Donald Trump, and he's going to be the next president of these great United States.
Like he's got his face painted on his blue jean jacket. Pretty cool.
Because on the battleship,
they call that art with
USS
the spray paint.
Iowa,
oh, like a graffiti
airbrush. Yeah, it's
just
like an airbrushed face of
and
his.
And the word went out around the world.
On his coat.
We're going to create a whole new system. We're going to take this system apart.
Somebody he used to work with used to wear those kinds of shirts all the time.
That means
the airbrush t-shirts.
The white woman
cool. Used to work with. This sounds
color,
interesting.
Ooh, write it down.
It's going to be included. It's inclusive in.
Inclusive in?
Huh?
And he's going to fight for the rights of all the people, one man, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I say this to you with great heart and joy because he's like the founding fathers. It has not been a consensus of public opinion in the rejection of a formal government since the time that the 13 colonies came together to separate from England with their founding fathers.
What are you talking about?
Is he reading out of a first grade history book?
The people are
just goes
angry.
Off the road.
The people are disgusted. The people feel like they have been betrayed by
is
the elected officials.
Is he reading
Tom
you think?
Have you stabbed anybody?
I don't think so.
No. He's got a beehive in his head and he just lets it all go.
That they have, they find in a guy with the intestinal fortitude, the steadfastness, the matter of fact is, in telling the truth and telling it like it is
the
young man
chase.
That's the spirit of America, Donald J. Trump.
Huh. All right, I think it's enough, Don King.
For some reason, thinks white women should vote for Trump, and it didn't really explain why, so I wasn't sure why I needed to do that, so I'm kind of left.
Well,
wondering.
To make America great again, Trudy.
But for some reason, white women, he went on and on and on about white women should vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was
change
rather
up the
strange.
System or something.
Did you see Trump was getting crap because when he slipped and said the N-word, Trump kind of smirked? Like,
yeah,
Donald Trump appears to laugh or smirk when... it's like, Trump can do no... I mean, if he doesn't go to the black community, he doesn't care. If he goes, he's using them for a photo op.
Uh-huh. It's because they no ridiculize him, and it's not fair.
Ridiculization. Mr. Donald Trump. The race, by the way, they were talking about the, well, you know, I guess this guy was trying to say, here's the path if he's going to win. I don't think they were suggesting he's going to win. I don't think many people think he is going to win. But he is doing pretty well in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He's ahead in Ohio.
And Florida.
Florida, he's tied. They said 45-45. I think this could come down to Florida again.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if it gets really close, it could be all down to Florida.
Except he could win Ohio and Florida and still lose, which I never thought that could happen.
Ohio.
He's got to get North Carolina, though, which I seem like he had that pretty wrapped up.
Yeah.
And he's got to steal Michigan or Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania, he's down by about 6 points, but he's in play in Wisconsin now.
Really?
Oh, he's very close in Wisconsin, which, you know, they had ceded pretty much to Hillary. She's lost a lot of ground, even though she's still ahead in the polls.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was the flu.
The flu.
Or in a bill.
But then if that didn't kill her, that Between Two Ferns thing should.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. I haven't seen it. How bad is it?
Oh, man.
She can't act.
She cannot be genuine either.
No.
She kind of sat there and she looked awkward and she had like a I'm really smoked at him look on her face. And
oh, God.
She didn't have great lines. It was just like.
I thought she'd have funny lines. I thought they'd find something funny for her.
She can't deliver. Zach Galifianakis did have a few good lines, too. So
she can't deliver funny lines. Remember, she appeared on SNL as the bartender. She was terrible.
No, she can't. Yeah. She cannot do it.
It's not one of her strong suits.
No. Like when SNL makes fun of the way she laughs, that's how she laughs for real. The ha 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 ha.
Did you see the promos ABC's running though for the debate?
No, I haven't seen them.
It's not on ABC, is it? Or do they all run it?
Yeah, they all run it.
They do. Okay, then why is Lester Holt the moderator?
Because Lester Holt is the man.
It's going to be very unfair to Trump.
Well, won't ABC get the moderator for one of them?
Oh, you're right, Drew. I guess.
She does this, though.
Yeah.
I can't wait to interview Donald Trump. And it's that voice where she's grinding it out.
Oh.
And, I heard it twice this morning.
Frightened?
I was going to call in sick because of it.
I'm calling in sick today because of the ad for the debate. That's an excused absence.
Yes.
Anyway, with Wisconsin... The feeling is if you can win Wisconsin or Ohio, and I'm not sure he can actually win either one of those states, but there's some other places.
Oh, I think he can win Ohio easily.
I said that's the one where he's consistently been down. Like Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio were considered the three big states for Trump that he would have to win. And Florida and Ohio, or, I'm sorry, Florida and Ohio, he's done pretty well. Pennsylvania, he can't seem to get within 3 or 4 points of her.
Philly?
He was down 9. He was down 12 at one point. Now he's down 6. What does anybody have a theory as to what it is that really hurt her when he seemed to have rallied back? Is there any one thing or is it all those things?
Wait, what hurt her?
Yeah, what hurt her? Because he's definitely rallied.
Oh, I think the wobble hurt her.
Yeah.
I think her health
wobble.
I think her health is a big issue, but I think the email stuff just hanging around.
Yeah, I think that's
kind of a big deal.
Well, that's what says, you know, you're a fucking liar and you know it. You know, stop dicking around. Mm-hmm. But I thought the basket of deplorables thing would be a bigger deal. It seems like that sort of has gone by the wayside.
Yeah. It seems like very few care about that.
I mean, because when Trump says, you know, Mexicans, the senators are rapists or whatever, that will not go away. It just keeps coming back. Going, basket of deplorables. She's talking about us, our country.
This fact alone. That's a lot of people.
Mitt Romney's 1%, didn't that stick?
Oh, the 47%?
Yeah. The 47%
that stuck. Hell yes, that stuck.
So some things are really sticky.
I thought this had the stickiness of... I didn't think it would sink her. I don't think anything can really sink her. But I thought that was the one thing that might give him some space. I mean, that was a stupid thing to say. And she didn't really back off it either.
Yeah.
She just said, well, the basket of deplorables isn't quite that big. I don't think she'll ever say basket of deplorables again.
I don't think she'll even say basket or deplorables.
That up?
I know. Don't tell me that was off the top of her head.
No.
I mean, somebody must go, basket of deplorables, that's it.
Basket of deplorables.
I can't remember where I read this, but that was in, or basket of deplorables was in it, but then when the part of half was not in the speech, she added that part.
The Clintons always adding to.
Yeah.
She's a woman that's been very ineffective. Other than she's got a big mouth.
Oh, boy.
All right. On to the more serious items of the day. I've been putting it off. First of all, in Charlotte.
Jesus.
This thing seems to be, it appears to me that we do not have a terribly, I mean, anytime someone is killed, you hate to see that, of course. And I don't know. Does anybody know, any of you guys know what, this guy's rap sheet is, or does he have a rap sheet?
I have no idea.
Not that it matters.
It doesn't matter.
I was just curious. No, nobody's heard anything?
I haven't heard a thing.
I haven't either. But anyway, it appears he did have a gun. There are pictures that show the gun at his feet when they're coming to aid him after he's been shot. I don't know what else could be besides him dropping a gun. That's what most of the witnesses seem to say. And yet, this city is in horrible turmoil. In fact, this I found very interesting last night. The protest. the National Guard, and not the Charlotte police, not the National Guard, but somehow in this pile of protesters, a black person is killed. Now, why does that black life not seem to matter quite so much?
Because it was killed by another citizen.
So that life doesn't matter?
Apparently not.
I mean, doesn't that seem kind of silly?
Well, were the protesters going to protest themselves?
I got to question how much, what's the victim's name that was shot by the police? Keith Scott. I had a question how much his life really matters to those people when they're looting the Charlotte Hornets store and stopping traffic and burning stuff out of the back of the truck. Is that really what this is about? Is it really about Keith Scott or is it really about looting?
Yeah, they're mad, so they had to loot.
You know, that just takes so much steam out of any
argument
that's attempting to be made. And you know there's some really sincere people there who are angry and they've read
what they've
seen, you know, immediately. You know, this Charlotte to me more than anything represents the need to get information and to cool off when something like this happens instead of just reacting.
Well, now to that point, do you agree or disagree with the fact that they won't release the body camera that the police have? They're going to show it to the family, but they're not going to release it to the public. And I can see both sides as to why you would and why you wouldn't. I kind of would lean to showing it.
Well, I think they need to show these things.
They will, won't they?
And they should have shown. Show it now. What is the one they refused and have still refused to show? That people were all up in arms about because they wouldn't show it. But
I don't know.
It's another one in this line of people being killed by police. You want to go back to the rap sheet, Jay? Friends and family of Keith Lamont Scott, the Charlotte man killed by police this week, portray him as a family man and likable. This may be true. However, Scott also had a long police record, including gun violations. In the Charlotte Observer, buried deep in the Charlotte Observer, we learn, why would this be buried deep?
Yeah, what's that based
on? Interesting.
What is the story from? What is that based on?
A misdemeanor assault with a deadly weapon, charge in Mecklenburg County. Misdemeanor assault with a deadly weapon. Other charges stemming from...
They didn't know any of this, though. The police, this is almost moot. They don't know what his background is.
I was just curious. I was just intrigued. Felony assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Misdemeanor assaults on a child under 12. Assaults on a female and communicating threats. wow. 2015 April, Gaston County Court. Scott was found guilty of driving while intoxicated. 1992, Scott was charged in Charleston County, South Carolina with several different crimes on different dates, including carrying a concealed weapon, not a gun, civil assault, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, pleaded guilty to all charges. Scott also was charged with aggravated assault in 92, assault with intent to kill in 95. Both charges were reduced, but the disposition of the cases is unclear.
Whew. But this wasn't the guy they were looking for, so none of that matters.
No, it's just...
So I'm glad it's buried deep. I mean, what does any of that matter?
Well, to people who are trying to come up with some kind of a any information will help them decide whether he had a book or a gun. Maybe it matters. He certainly doesn't seem to have a problem carrying firearms around.
We know he has a gun. There's a picture of it.
Well, there are a lot of people saying he does not have a gun.
Well, those people aren't going to care what his record is anyway.
No, they're not.
And they're not going to care what the video says. Their minds aren't even made up. It's going to be confirmation bias no matter what evidence you present to them.
I was just curious.
Yeah, it's
so. I'm white hot.
So,
I'm not going to say I'm delighted to have the information, but I was interested in if there was any information like that, and of course there is. But Charlotte, if you ask me, they basically burned up a bunch of shit, destroyed a bunch of property, stolen a bunch of crap for nothing.
Yep, I didn't know that this was the sixth shooting by police in Charlotte.
Is it? Really? Is it?
Yeah, I think it was the sixth.
Is it tense?
That's what the story was saying last night on ABC. And
I think anything about the first five that was particularly noteworthy?
Wasn't the deaf guy, the white deaf kid?
Yeah, the white deaf
wasn't
guy.
That Charlotte as well?
Yes, that's Charlotte. And that family is saying, hey!
Is Charlotte also the site of, remember the guy? Nice impersonation. I just now put it together. But isn't Charlotte also the place where the football player, was driving and pulled over and was going to the wrong house, and the person called police and said, this guy's breaking into my house? Do you remember that?
I think he played at
Florida A&M. I think that was Charlotte as well. Jeez. That story's awful. That one doesn't get much national play either.
Well, the family of this deaf guy who drove 7 miles, and this story, I mean, when you're being pulled over by the cops, you better pull over. This guy drove 7 miles, apparently because he was scared, because he's hearing impaired, and he drove to his house. Now, the one thing about this story that bugged me was, it seems to me they could have, by the plate, maybe found out that he was driving to his house.
Yeah, you would think.
And also, I can't believe there's not something that you can display on your car that says a deaf person's driving. I mean, doesn't it seem obvious?
Deaf on board? With a big baby on board?
Maybe, yeah, with a...
No.
I don't know.
You know what? That
something.
It would seem like that, too, because...
If you wanted to, you could put it on there.
Like a handicap.
It only seems like it gives information to everyone who's in traffic with this person.
But if you're deaf, maybe you don't want people to know that. I don't know.
Well, and the cops are chasing you for 7 miles?
Well, then you press the button and it flips on. Your sign puts on. Deaf on board. I'm driving to my house.
Oh.
Like an LED display on the back of the trunk.
Anyway, this guy got out of the car, couldn't hear the police, did not do what they asked him to do and was shot. Unfortunately for him, or for his family rather, he was shot by a black cop and he's white. So their complaint is that they get no attention because their son is white.
He couldn't do what they wanted him to do because did he know what they wanted him to do?
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it seemed like, I don't know, it seemed awfully impulsive, the shooting business in that one.
Yes.
We read the story and it just sounded shitty to me. I don't know. But nobody's really too upset about it, other than his family. So, whatever.
So, but then Charlotte's still a powder keg for this evening. And
yeah, is there a curfew?
In for it. I don't know whether she got around to that, but it's under a state of emergency, so I guess, right? Wouldn't that be part of it? I suppose so, yeah. Plus National Guard?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that one story.
The other shootings that are described.
In Charlotte?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Germonta Wallace, a black 30-year-old with a gun, was shot on January 3rd in a Charlotte house while police were trying to arrest him in connection with a homicide. He began shooting at the officers. Carlton Antonio Murphy, a black 33-year-old with a gun, was shot on January 5 in a Charlotte apartment building after police were called to the area to investigate reports of gunshots. He fired at the officers from a balcony.
Okay.
Silasone Akavong, an Asian 41-year-old with a gun, was shot in a Charlotte store on April 19th after threatening to kill himself before pointing the gun at officers. Rodney Rodriguez Smith, a black 18-year-old armed with a gun, was shot on June 2nd in Charlotte after police said he was a suspect in a bus shooting. The officer said when they found him, he refused to drop the gun he was holding. And Daniel Kevin Harris, a white, unarmed 29-year-old, was shot August 18th after a state trooper tried to pull him over for speeding, but he kept driving. He was shot when he finally got out of his car. His family said he was hearing impaired.
It was Charlotte where the ex-Florida Atlantic A&M player was shot who was running to the cops for help. And they shot him. Remember that story?
God.
ESPN's covered it a ton.
Yeah.
And officers responded to a breaking and entering 911 call in Charlotte. And the homeowner told dispatchers that a man had been knocking on her door repeatedly. He wasn't from the area. He was drunk. When they got to the scene, a man matching the caller's description ran towards them. One of the officers fired a stun gun, but was unsuccessful. The other then opened fire. He was shot several times.
At some point, there was a move from non-lethal back to lethal.
Well, if the stun guns aren't working, and you're supposed to put
Can we power up the stun guns, please?
And someone dies from the stun gun,
and that happened here.
Yeah,
remember the guy in the intersection?
Oh yeah,
nude.
Yes,
always nude.
Always nude.
So there have been multiple shootings in Charlotte, and it just, you know, now they have an excuse to loot.
You think it'll be shitty tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not if the National Guard's there, though, and the... I don't know.
It seems like... Are there good stores to loot there?
Yeah, they looted the Charlotte Hornets NBA store.
Who got a bunch of gear. Merch?
You see Michael Jordan came out and said to knock it off?
Oh, no. What did Jordan say?
Knock it off.
That's all?
Said,
just
hey,
knock it off?
Hey, hey.
And Michael Jordan is
knock
here
it off. Wait a sec.
Knock it off.
Knock it off. Nope.
Knock it off.
Nope.
Knock it off.
Charlotte, knock it off.
Knock it down.
Nope. Don't lie to
that one. Knock it down.
Okay. Don't lie to that one. Okay.
Knock it off.
Hey, Charlotte, knock it off. Nope. Gatorade. Nope. Wrong one. Charlotte, knock it off. Is it in you? Charlotte, is it in you?
Oh, God.
Charlotte, what? Is it in you? Nope. Don't like that one.
We got a couple good ones, Michael. Thank you.
Is it
Where is Michael? Why isn't he out? He and Cam Newton should be out there tonight patrolling the streets.
Yeah, Cam Newton spoke yesterday. I thought he made some good comments. I thought he was one of the more reasoned commenters on the whole story. Did you ever see Stir?
Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade,
nope.
Is it in you?
Nope.
Gatorade, is it in you?
That's great.
What? No.
That's great. Nope. Right nope. Not near enough.
Right. Ready? Is it in? Is it so, in you?
No.
Ready?
You know. All right. Ready?
Gatorade. Is it in you? Nope. Gatorade. Is it in you? Gatorade. Is it? Gatorade. Is it in you? Nope.
Nope.
One more time.
Nope.
Try the last thing you just said. Just conversational. Gatorade. Is it in you?
Charlotte. Knock it off.
Ready? Gatorade. Is it in you? Gatorade. Is it in you?
Gatorade. It's like you forgot the line.
Gatorade. Is it in you? Okay, ready? Gatorade. Is it in you?
Already. No. We've been rolling for about 8 minutes, Michael.
Gatorade. Is it in you? Okay. Gatorade. Is it in you?
Oh, my God.
It is.
You did a couple great ones.
That's great, Michael.
Yeah, I caught something new that time. I didn't realize after like the first four... The man and the woman in the control booth were already, oh, okay, those are good.
Yeah.
I've never heard that
before. They were so done.
Yeah. He said them the same way every single time. He didn't vary it up once.
He didn't really did.
I think my favorite.
Exactly the same.
When he doesn't even make it through the whole thing.
Is it?
Gatorade. Is it? Nope. Gatorade. Oh, man.
Okay.
There's Tulsa. Did you bring up Tulsa?
Yeah, the one was arrested.
Yeah.
The female cop who choked, as Trump put it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's such a bad description, really. I mean, doesn't an officer choke when they shoot someone they shouldn't shoot?
Choked? I don't know.
I thought choked is more like you don't accomplish something.
Choking is like you're trying to do something. And you
for whatever reason, your nerves or...
Yeah. I guess it works.
She said she was the most frightened she's ever been in her life.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she's been very down. Frightened. Because I wasn't frightened by that guy at all.
No.
The only thing I thought was weird about that...
Because you don't recognize people on PCP.
Well, that's true.
He's on something.
They claim they found PCP in the car, which is really strange.
Floyd Den about that.
Often people find PCP. Isn't that the kind of drug that you just buy it and you take it? You buy 50 of them and keep them around?
You don't go to Costco and buy bulk? PCP in bulk?
It doesn't seem like the kind of drug where you're like thinking, okay, I'm going to do it 6 times this month and 7 times next month. And
I think
like
no matter.
Somebody has it and you take it.
Yeah, no matter how much there is, even if it's more than you really wanted to take.
What kind of a buzz is PCP anyway? I forget from. It used to be the Flaca of the, what, 70s?
Yeah, it was. Well, I've never taken PCP, but I was around someone in a big group that was taking PCP, and this guy completely wigged out. Oh. I mean, he was like, what if I stop breathing? I can walk out and get in my car. And I mean, he was dead serious, and everybody's like, hey, that's not going to happen, man. It's fine. You're just going to keep breathing. Don't worry about it. And this is like, you know, 10, 17-year-olds trying to explain to this guy that he was okay, and he's on this PCP and just flipping out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's hard, really... though, if you're the wrangler of the person who's losing it.
Oh, I know. I mean,
PCP wrangler. What do you do
That'd
for
be a
living?
Job?
Yeah,
somebody
right.
You could keep him mellow.
That's what Officer Shelby was trying to do. Oh, yeah. Wrangle him in PCP.
People just thought he was, you know, like he was just freaking out over nothing. I mean, it really didn't connect that the drug was doing this to him.
Oh.
So we were at a friend of mine's house. And he had these legendary football games in his backyard because he had great lights and
oh, cool.
Really rich family, and just had all this beautiful piece of beautiful piece of yard. It was almost like it was meant for touch football. So anyway, we decided, well, let's just leave him here, and you know he seems to be calming down a little bit. And let's, John, why don't you come play football? And he's like, no, I can't. What if I get hurt? You know, those things. Like, okay, well, just calm down, have a beer. You know, we'll be back in after the game. So. We played the game, and I just kind of forgot that he was even there. Went inside, and he was, like, pacing the room when I walked back in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Just wearing out a path in the carpet.
Yes, pretty much.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
He's fine now.
Oh, he's cool. Yeah, it's all
is
good.
He?
Yeah, good. He's fine.
He's doing excellent. Yeah.
I wanted to get the story on Brad Pitt is being accused of child abuse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And does anyone believe this, by the way?
That, no.
I mean, I don't. I personally don't believe it. It sounds to me like Angelina Jolie is just is trying to play some little gamesmanship.
Yeah, because she wants
the kids.
The groom raider.
What a fucking bitch, by the way. They adopt three kids. They have three kids. This guy's been subjected to a life of, I mean, just brats around the clock.
Right.
And he genuinely seems to love the kids. He talks about them all the time. And she wants to deprive him of his own time with the kids?
Hmm.
What a beast.
Well, more time for her brother.
Yeah, right.
Her brother, by the way, she pays her brother 10% of her salary.
What?
She tithes to her brother.
What?
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah.
That guy gets 10% of what she makes?
What does he look like?
He's the head nanny.
Remember she was making out with him? And
I know, but what?
He's got very sharp features.
Oh, really? He looks like her in male form.
What's his name? James?
That's why she makes out with him. He looks so much like her.
Oh,
James
really?
Haven. Yeah.
Yeah, when she made out with him?
10%. He's ripping her off.
I'm so in love with my brother.
I wonder
he just
what
kissed
like
me and told me how much he loved me.
Make out with somebody that looks like you, you know?
Oh, wow.
Eddie Van Halen and Valerie used to do it all the time.
That's true.
Alex Rodriguez in his mirror. Remember when Alex Rodriguez was making out with his mirror?
Oh, my God.
A-Rod?
Yeah, there's that picture of him kissing his mirror.
She is a complete nut, and it's somebody quoted Brad Pitt as saying he thinks she's brainwashed.
Oh, by his coven?
But yeah, her coven of women.
Her coven, yeah.
What does that mean?
Which James Haven's part of.
What does a coven mean exactly?
Oh, it's a group witches belong to.
Oh.
Yeah.
See how much he looks like her?
Oh. Yeah.
His eyes?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right. She is making out with herself.
Yeah.
Totally. Wow.
I don't know, because how can you say you know these people, but I swear to God, I feel like I know her, and I just don't like her. They're making out. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Oh, my God, are they making out.
Oh, Jesus.
Her eyes are closed.
Yeah. She's just trying to freak people out around her, though. That's her thing, wasn't it, back then, freaking people out? But maybe
she Do you think she makes them get different hairstyles so she can see what she looks like in that
Yeah, probably.
Hairstyle.
That's a great idea.
Like, a bunch of different wigs on them so she can see what she would look like.
Wow. They were on a private plane, a private jet.
Yeah.
And he became wasted and started screaming.
Sounds like it happened at the flip of a switch.
Before continuing the rant when the plane landed, trying to leave the scene in a fuel truck.
What?
A fuel truck?
What, Pitt?
I never expected that one was thrown in, and it really...
So he was so pissed, he got in a fuel truck to take off.
He jumps off the plane. The first vehicle available is the one that fuels the plane, and he just drives madly away.
Only an actor of Brad Pitt's ilk would dare drive the fuel truck to get away.
Right.
Oh, that kills me.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome. I like him more.
Then the very next day, she divorces him. Paperwork is there.
Was there any indication that he struck the kids or got physical with the kids?
I thought it was Maddox, right? Didn't he shake Maddox or something?
Verbally abusive and physical with his children. Someone described it as a bit, you know? So, you know, when there's a sort of a qualifier like that, it sounds like a lie to me.
I bet...
He's abusive a bit.
I bet James Haven told on him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know he did. There's a pretty lengthy story about the crazy fucking life that these people live. And it just sounds like complete madness. Now, we know they were living in France because she wanted to be closer to her dead mother. That giant... home they have in France. Mm-hmm. And those kids, by the way, you know, those kids have been homeschooled all this time.
Yeah.
All those kids.
That's
those
what I was worried about. Not worried. That's what I was wondering about.
They're always around. Mm-hmm. There's no break from the kids. Each kid has their own nanny.
Oh, wow.
How
it's like
stupid.
Their own personal assistant.
Basically, that's probably what they become, a personal assistant. So the kid grows up thinking that everyone has a personal assistant. I mean, what?
Nice.
It just sounds so fucked up. And the sound of this story, the headline of which is alcohol, cross-dressing, playing with knives, and no school, anarchy at Brad and Angelina's home.
Even with all those nannies?
The nannies become a lot more than nannies, it turns out. Let's see. Where do I start? right here. With six children, three adopted, Maddox, Pax, and Zahara, and three biological, Shiloh, 10, twins Knox and Vivian, 8, and a truly globe-trotting lifestyle, there's never been anything remotely conventional but the Brangy Bunch. Excuse me. Aside from regular visits to war zones and refugee camps, which Angelina thinks is good for their development, daily domestic life has been a form of chaos. Yeah, really, war zones and refugees camps? Is that really a great way for kids to...
She thinks they're like Lara Croft Tomb Raider children. So
they just play video games?
Taking it too literally.
I think you're right. There's been a long retinue of six nannies, one per child, chosen to reflect the unique heritage of each. Then there's a chef. Angelina does not cook, saying the only food she can prepare is a bowl of Cheerios. And a tutor taking the core child care team to 8.
Wow.
I'm surprised there's only one tutor for six kids. They have to stand in line for the tutor. Doesn't seem right. Numerous foreign nannies have given their hair-raising accounts of their time looking after the kids. An unnamed, former nanny told In Touch Celebrity Magazine, the brood were constantly swearing and fighting with Maddox and Pax, in particular, having bad tempers.
Ooh.
Above the estate Brad shared with Angelina and their family. They've got multiple estates all over the world. Earlier this year, Angelina put her brother James Haven in charge of the children. Oh! She trusts James and has always paid him 10% of her earnings. She tithes to James. Isn't that nice?
Unreal.
And the number of nannies is said to have dropped to a mere modest 2 plus tutors, multiple tutors. There's never been anything approaching formal school for any of them. Sources indicate Maddox, whom Angelina boasts has a very high IQ.
No way. Maddox is going to be a problem child.
Is.
Yeah,
is. Currently. Like it.
Attended one of the Lycee Francois schools in L.A. about 5 years ago, but it didn't last. Oh, so he just went, I don't like school. Fuck school, Mom. Mom.
James. James Haven.
James.
Daddy.
Mommy, Daddy.
Not going to be very in love with you if you don't take care of Maddox.
Mommy, James. I don't like school.
Mommy, James.
Now we're told Angelina.
Go home to Mommy.
We're told Angelina's keen to get all of them into school for the first time, particularly now the older ones are teenagers. She feels they could do with a bit of socialization.
Oh, trying to get rid of him.
By Pitt's own account, this is a good idea. He compared the atmosphere in the family home with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which was set in a mental institution. That's morning time in our house, he said. It's chaos from morning until the lights go out, and sometimes after that.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Numerous former nannies have given their hair-raising accounts. I mentioned in touch. She had that Maddox drank wine and drove a car around their property. That's just a great. That's a great idea. Maddox, wine bottle in his hand, driving his car around the property.
He's 14.
His car. No, he was 9 then. He said then nine.
Then 9. Wow, I'm starting to like this kid.
Didn't he have like a little dirt bike or something like that too? He was.
No,
yeah, he and Brad training. Used to ride.
Did he
and
really?
Brad used to ride together. Yeah. Yes.
So what kind of car was he driving the wine bottle? Was it a Range Rover?
Oh, it was probably one of Mom or Dad's.
Yeah, or James. Mom and James's.
Oh, that's true. It said the children listened more to Pitt for discipline. The nanny added, they have no control over the kids. In the middle of the night, they're running down the hallway, waking their parents up, trying to get into their beds.
Ew. Huh.
Annoying as hell.
Wait, why didn't the nanny stop them?
No. That's why they have to go through all these nannies. Other sources said raising the children had been a huge challenge, and Pitt has been known to yell and try to impose rules, while Angelina would never do so.
Right.
Pitt's son of Midwestern Baptist was predictably rather less children first than Bohemian Angie, whose feelings about motherhood are very intense. Having lost her mother, is she the only person who's ever lost her mother, by the way?
If you ask her, yeah.
I think she might be. Who raised her alone to ovarian cancer at a tragically young age. She was 56. That's young.
That is young.
Yeah. Tragically young? Well, if it's Angelina, though, it's tragically.
Right.
It's all tragically.
Amplified by Angie's standard.
Daughter Shiloh has dressed as a boy since she was 3.5. Angelina and Brad have supported her throughout. Brad said, we've got to call her John.
Oh, wow. All right.
Not that the eccentricities end there. Maddox's fascination with weapons and martial arts is actively encouraged. When he was 6, Angelina said proudly, he's all into war and guns. So for Mother's Day, he drew a machine gun, and Brad had it made into a necklace, which is really sweet. It's so cute. A machine gun necklace?
Oof. What?
Yeah. When he was 7, she talked about starting a dagger collection for the boy.
Oh, cool.
She told W.
Kids love daggers.
My mom took me to buy my first daggers when I was 11 or 12, and I've already bought Maddox some myself.
I'd keep those locked up if I were her.
Yeah. Oh, man, Maddox is going to be in big trouble.
For his eighth birthday, Treat Maddox was taken to a refugee camp in Iraq. Oh, what a great birthday present.
Jesus.
Can you take me to a refugee camp, please, for my birthday?
I'd rather have that shitty Batman versus Superman cake that Kroger's made that the lady dropkick.
People who have spent time with the family say that chaos reigns wherever they are. Indeed, the decade of Brad and Angie family life has certainly included more movement than stability. Aside from their homes in L.A., they have settled in New Orleans and in France, rented houses in London, and called myriad luxury hotels a temporary home. And most peculiar of all, from time to time, Mom and Dad would leave just to get away from it all.
Yeah.
What?
Blame them.
Of course.
Gotta get away from these fucking kids. Ugh! Nannies!
James!
Dad said when he and Angelina wanted time alone, their only option was to check into a hotel. You've got to leave. Julia said to habitually rent a suite at an L.A. hotel, even though she and Brad own a property in Hollywood. Oh. The nanny sit up watching cartoons with the children at all hours of the night while Brad and Angie are sleeping soundly in another room. She
take
said to
them
ask
to the hotel room.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think they're talking about. Yeah, there's. I think they're talking about the hotel now.
Wouldn't you like to be one of their nannies? Though?
Stupidest people.
You don't really care how that kid ends up.
No, hell no.
You just blame it on the other kids.
Get to stay at the Peninsula Hotel or something like that.
Sweet.
That'd be pretty nice. She said to ask for the suite, which she booked for her mother when she was ill. Oh, that's so cool. I'm sure Brad is so into that. The source said, with nannies for each child, they've never done night feeds or any of the daily work of getting the kids into routines. And because of the traveling, it's almost impossible to get children settled when they have jet lag. The nannies sit up watching cartoons with the children at all hours of the night while Brad and Angie are sleeping. Two nannies ended up resigning when Angie was working on the 2008 film Wanted. The nannies ended up working for months on end around the clock with no holiday or days off. Brad might suddenly turn up and decide to eat pizza with the kids. It'll take them out for the day and totally throw their schedules. For example, they once took the twins out in the middle of the night in Jordan and fed them ice cream.
What? God.
But these are children plus orphans. Have abandonment issues, so they need roots, ties, family, friends, all the things they don't have. It's said the children are shy on the rare occasions that they do socialize with other kids. Maddox, who's adapted from Cambodia in 2002, just as Angelina's marriage to Billy Bob Thornton collapsed, takes piano lessons and is fluent in English, French, Spanish, and Khmer. He's said to be
That's a made-up language the kids speak to each other.
He's said to be a gifted football player. I'm so sure.
Bullshit. I don't believe that.
No, it's not. He's not.
I don't know if it's American football or European football. He sucks at either one.
You know it.
Maddox.
Angelina boasted in a BBC Women's Hour magazine the others were also learning languages as she aspires to raise global citizens.
That's not a real thing.
Cut it out, you idiot.
Oh, wow.
God, is she a nut? What a total case. She said last year, we often traveled to Asia, Africa, Europe, all the places they were born. The boys know they're from the Southeast Asia, and they have their food and their music and their friends, so they have a pride particular to them.
Friends, when do they ever see their friends?
Never!
What's she talking about?
This is so crazy.
Whatever.
This has got to be the best day of Brad's life to be out of this thing. Wouldn't you think
about it. Right now, he's probably sitting in a hotel suite.
Yeah.
No one around.
It's in their house in Malibu, they said. And they said this about him. Yeah, he drank and smoked weed and had fights where he'd raise his voice. But he knows he needs to improve and is trying to make himself a better person for the sake of the children.
He's so high right now.
Emasculating.
He's so high sitting in a room by himself with nothing going on around him.
Super mad at her for emasculating Brad Pitt. He used to be a stud.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, except for that picture of him on the beach.
What?
You know, the picture on the beach.
Oh. That's
Squatting town.
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't he squatting in the kitchen, too? And
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Lifting off the bag.
Remember all the stuff we had to go through to get that playgirl?
Yes.
Ugh.
Lifting off.
Mike Clark referenced him lifting off the bag.
Yeah.
And this is another Daily Mail story, is that Angelina really doesn't have any friends.
Except for James.
They're all employees. Yeah, or James.
Or her brother.
Employees, nannies.
What about the Coven of Women? Who are they?
Those are friends of hers that...
Is Mariska Hargitay in that one, too?
I don't think so.
Did you get that reference?
Yes.
Because she's in Taylor Swift's coven, which I never understood why an older woman would be.
Mommy issues. Hey.
Angelina hasn't got many people left in her life, Elke Bertrand told the Daily Mail. I know she's got her father, but I don't know how close they are. Oh, really? Interesting. No one but her father?
Huh.
Elke was frozen out of the family by Angelina's mother, Marcellin Bertrand, in 1985, after an argument following the death of Angelina's grandfather, Roland Bertrand. And who is Elke? Wait, let's see.
Elke?
Angelina once said...
Elke.
Elke? Brad?
Crazy name. Elke?
Oh, some rando.
Hey, Elke's coming over!
Rando actress.
They probably have people who just sort of orbit in and out of their lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see if we find out more about...
She's really jealous of Marianne Cotillard, though.
Yeah, she's really so jealous. Hot. I think she's better looking.
That's
a French
that's
actress.
The star of what?
Inception, remember her?
Yeah,
from
oh, she's so good in Inception.
Oh.
And she was in Brad's last movie, and Angie would walk on the set and pretend not to see her. Ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Ever?
Asked if she ever wants to... Oh, wait. Sarso's family said Elke was left heartbroken by the fallout, but still loves Angie and her other three grandchildren and misses them every day. Asked if she ever wants to reconcile with her famous relative, she frowns. No, I've got lots of friends. People keep me company when I'm feeling sick. I have plenty of...
Fake!
Visitors as well. Yeah, no doubt.
Fake!
Despite having not seen Angelina since she was 10... Elke has always kept up with her life and was delighted when she announced she had a double mastectomy operation in 2013 to fight off her high chance of getting cancer. Elke shared some rare family photos with the Daily Mail from the days before their estrangement, which gave an insight into Angelina's unusual childhood. She can be seen supporting a... Or sporting... Wait. Oh, sporting a Thriller t-shirt with Elke and her brother James Haven, as they all wear clown face paint.
Oh, my God, how stupid.
Another shot taken from earlier in Angelina's childhood. The actress is shown wearing a vase of flowers, holding a vase of flowers and smiling up at her surrogate grandmother. Okay.
I'm getting the slideshow from Jay.
Elke hasn't seen Angelina since she was 10 after being frozen out by Marceline. The magnificent star also cuddles her older brother in one of the rare snapshots. Of course, mm-hmm. She cuddles her older brother. James is the only family member Angelina has remained close to, and he was seen spending some time with her children, Shiloh, et cetera, in Los Angeles Park just 2 days before the divorce news broke. Angelina and her brother infamously caused a stir when they were seen kissing backstage at the Golden Globes, and again 3 months later.
Wait, they were kissing backstage too?
Yeah, they were making out.
Ew. Gross.
Oh, my God.
Making
yeah, she's
out.
Leaning backwards.
Good Lord.
Weird.
That is one weird chick, man.
I think she likes being
Yay,
weird.
Yay, Brad. Way to go. Yeah.
Ugh.
You escaped.
Lordy, lordy. Well, I don't know how much more there's to say about this. This is going to be... how high stakes? They're both loaded with cash. How much of the legal teams are going to make millions on this deal?
Yeah. They don't have a... Who would have a prenup in that situation?
Well, I think
they just got married like 4 years ago.
They have $400 million between them, and I'm trying to remember who has 240 and who has 160. Is Brad the loaded one?
Yeah.
Oh, Brad's got more money.
Yeah. Oh,
so he has something to lose.
Yeah.
I think she expects him to keep his money and give up the kids.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Is this the moment Brangelina's marriage fell apart? Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie get in an argument at Legoland.
How can anybody get in an argument at Legoland? There's so much stuff to build. There's so much to do and see.
It was on full display as long as far back as a year ago at a trip to Legoland in Windsor, Canada?
What?
Is that in Windsor?
I think so.
Wait,
can you
here?
Look up Legoland? See if we let's call
Wait,
him find
Legoland?
Out.
Legoland? No, it's up at Great Lakes Crossing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Legoland or
they
the big Legolands
there.
In
it
Orlando.
It says Windsor.
What? That's in what England? Says. Windsor, England?
Oh, Windsor, Canada.
No way. Wait.
What?
So? Huh. Legoland Windsor Resort.
What?
Oh, yeah. United Kingdom. Okay.
I would hope I would know there was a Legoland
I know
Windsor.
You'd be there
as much
all
as
the
I
time.
Love Legos, I'd move there.
I don't know a damn thing about Legoland.
There's one in Cali, too.
Just know how awesome it is.
They're quite. They're doing quite the gesticulations in this argument.
Oh. What? Are they probably arguing over what to build.
Probably.
She wanted to take charge.
She wants to build a giant house. She wants to build animals.
Charge of everything.
With little nanny people.
Yeah, exactly.
Dream staff.
Out of Legos.
What's that? Oh.
His body language.
Yeah, Brad seems to... Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
What?
I was just going to say, he looks like he's trying to be a peacemaker.
You know, did you see how surprised Clooney was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They ambushed Clooney.
How did he not know?
I know.
He knows how fucked up that marriage is.
Yeah, he's got to.
All right, we're going to wrap up part one. We're well over the hour mark, so we'll be ready for you part two people. And hang in there. I'm trying to think what we've got. Well, there's plenty more going on. We haven't even touched on the horrific news of the week, which is what happened in Dearborn Heights night before last. Not that that's something I really want
to. We got to make a call to that clothing store down in Texas I was telling you about.
The clothing store?
Yeah, run by a certain 7-year-old.
Oh, yes. Yes. The 7-year-old is the hiring and the firing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, a little kid who's really savvy about business, huh?
Sure. It's someone people will know.
And the Tao of Bill Murray, a new book, has got incredible disclosures about all the many wacky public things Bill Murray has done in his life. This book just goes on and on and on. It's really funny. And it also, after a while, you go, how can this guy be Bill Murray all the time? It sounds exhausting.
Holy, saw what he did last weekend, right?
Last weekend, what did he do?
His kid has a bar. I forget what city.
Oh, yeah. He bartended
for 4 hours.
It's
in New York, isn't it? Somewhere.
Yeah, he had been bugging his dad to come and serve. So I think he's doing it every weekend for a month or something.
Oh, my God. He is so great. I want him to crash a party. I don't know how to
That's
get
basically,
him to do
He does
that.
It all the time. If you have to be around him is basically what it requires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I got to read that. I'm getting that book. Okay.
We'll wrap up part one, and we'll be with you for part two as soon as you push the button. So we'll see ya.